I would first point to your attention that the order of service has changed in that our brother elder Steve Willie has suffered from a severe knee pain this week and could not be with us. And taking his place for the oblation remarks and prayers is Elder Dan Walker. My brethren and I greet you to this holy tabernacle in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is indeed a special day, a day in remembrance of the ultimate sacrifice that our Lord and Savior made. It's a day of remembrance of the covenant that we made in the waters of baptism to serve him to the end. For our call to worship, I have selected passages from the Book of Mormon, the 5th chapter of 3rd Nephi. And it came to pass that he stretched forth his hand, and he spake unto the people, saying, Behold, I am Jesus Christ, of whom the prophets testified should come into the world. And behold, I am the light and the life of the world. And I have drunk out of the bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning. And it came to pass that the Lord spake unto them, saying, Arise, and come forth unto me, that ye may thrust your hands into my side, and also that ye may feel the prints of the nails in my hands and in my feet, that ye may know that I am the God of Israel and the God of the whole earth, and have been slain for the sins of the world. And when they had all gone forth and had witnessed for themselves, they did cry out with one accord, saying, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. And they did fall down at the feet of Jesus and did worship him. Shall we too praise and worship our Lord and Savior by singing hymn number 121, The Lord Jehovah Reigns.
Our Father in heaven, indeed, Lord, we love thy name and we love thy word as we have just sung. And we, this day, as we make preparation to reach forth and partake of these emblems, we would invite and ask for the presence of your Spirit that it would be here in this place. We offer our thanks unto you for the beauty of the Sabbath day that you blessed us with. We offer our thanks unto you for this congregation that has assembled. We pray that each and every one this day might sense your Spirit's nearness, and that we, as we make our final preparation, might bow ourselves in all humility before you and seek in repentance forgiveness of our sin. Make us clean, Father, and make us whole, that our hand, as we reach forth, we might do so in all worthiness. Father, we thank you again for the gift of your Son, and we stand in awe as to the things that he has done for us and the great sacrifice that he made in laying down his life for us. And we stand in awe as he has taken his life up again, resurrected. He is alive forevermore. We praise you for him, and we thank you for all that you have done for us in this life. And we look forward to this hour now that we can spend in worship to thy holy name. And we ask all these things in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
When Christ was about his ministry, his purpose was to spread the word of God and not bring attention to himself. So much so that in Matthew 16, he asked his disciples who they thought he was. He had not even told his closest companions his identity. When we share our offertory, our oblation, it should be done in that same manner. And from the third book of Nephi, we receive this instruction, that we may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Therefore, those things which were of old time, which were under the law, in me are fulfilled. Old things are done away, and all things have become new. Therefore, I would be that you should be perfect as I am, or your Father in heaven is perfect. Verily, verily, I say that I would that ye should do alms unto the poor, but take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father in heaven. Therefore, when ye do your alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as you will be hypocrites, as do the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have been rewarded. But when thou doest alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth. Shall we pray? Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, as we take this time and this opportunity, Father, to return a portion of that gifts that you have provided for us, we pray, Father, that you know what's done with the generosity of our hearts, Father, that we might share back to those that are less fortunate and less blessed than we have been. And Father, when we think on the gifts and the great sacrifice of your Son, let us not be stingy, Father, in our giving. But let's try, Father, to raise those of our brothers and sisters up around us by sharing that which you have already donated to us. Father, we pray these things and ask them in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.
I greet you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the risen Christ. You've gathered here today to worship Him. He is here to meet you. In the beginning, God decided with His Son to create you. You are an individual known by name, and everything that you are, you're special to Him. He came not to be elevated before or beyond you and I, but He came as a creator. If you feel as I don't feel anything special about myself. But my God does. And He knows me. And He knows you personally by name and by heart. Because your heart is the thing which He desires. He desires that you be as He is, of such magnitude of love that everyone around will know, feel, see all that you are. Eventually, you and I are going to stand before the judgment bar of God. Everything about us will be manifest. There will be no hidden agendas. There will be no secret parts of us, which He and all around us does not know. And I've been concerned about my life with the understanding that we will know as we are known. That means He knows your desires. He desires that you worship His Father. He did not ask us that we worship Him. He asked that we worship His Father. He took no glory upon Himself. He asked us to be humble, contrite, willing to bear all things so that He can be glorified. I've been studying somewhat in the Old Testament, and the prophets who came to tell them what they needed to do. The promises made to them. But I became aware the promises are made with contingencies. Always, when a blessing is promised, there are things which must be done, things that must be complied with for the blessings to be manifest to the people. You and I have promised that we will follow him. His disciples, when he chose them, heard the words, "Come, follow me." They were going about their daily duties. And here this Son of God appeared to them and said, "Come, follow me." They laid down those things which they were doing, their families, whatever might be their circumstances. They followed him. The magnitude of the change that happened to them is far beyond my understanding. But it was worth it, because they found that which they needed. The same holds true for you and I today. It's worth whatever it takes. If the Master calls us and if we agree to go with him, we can't see the future, but God knows the future. He knows everything that will happen to each one of us. And so it behooves us to try to forgive everybody who does something which is not good for us. We're here to be purified this day by the body and the blood of he who hung on the cross at Calvary. Without him, there is no salvation. Without him, there is no knowledge of his Father and the Holy Ghost. These things were made available to us by the birth and life and death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're here today to remember the fact that we can become the sons and daughters of God. We're commanded, do this in remembrance of Jesus. I pray that you will understand the love that he has for you. That you can move with confidence as a person who follows him. The souls of men are precious in the sight of God. And the Lord wants you and I to be with him where he is. and he is with his Father. All power in the universe, everything that is, that moves, everything, even that as we look around, was created by the Son of God. Let us make man in our image. You are created in the image of God. And he has promised to be with you always as you try to do those things which are yours to do. As we reach forth to partake of the emblems of the body and the blood of our Lord, may you understand of his love, how that he willingly set his face toward Jerusalem. He knew what would happen. He knew he wanted to do it for you. May we do all we can that his glory may be magnified and the testimonies of our lives will bring honor and glory to Jesus and his Father.
Thank you.
As the prayer of blessing is read over the bread by Elder Mike Moores, let us kneel as best as possible facing the altar.
O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
As a prayer of blessing over the wine is read by Elder Dan Brown, let us, as best as possible, kneel facing the altar.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Are there any who have missed their portion of the bread or the wine?
I'd like to offer a blessing over this congregation. Would you bow with me in prayer? O God, you are our refuge and our fortress. And here before us now are your Latter-day Saints that find themselves in the walk of life, seeking you out in every facet that comes their way. I would ask, dear God, that you would help them trust in the protection of your truth. I pray, dear God, that you might let that truth be their shield and their buckler, that it might give them that added protection to know that you are our God who created us from the beginning. And may the fear of this world have no power in their life, but they might find power in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I would ask, dear Lord, that you would give charge over the angels to be in their midst and to be in their life, to keep them in your ways and not the ways of the world. And so I present them to you, O God, for a Father's richest blessing, that your Spirit might be made manifest in their life, and they might know with a surety that your love abounds the trials of this world. We thank you, God, for the love in our life, and ask all that we do would bring you honor and glory. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father in heaven, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we draw a close to this time together and pray a benediction upon this service, but not unto our lives, that our lives might be a beacon in this world, that as we go out into our daily walk, dear God, that your Spirit might abide and we might show forth the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, in our life. We thank you, dear Lord, for this time to draw apart and to remember the love you have for us as we remember your Son, Jesus Christ. Might we always keep him in the forefronts of our mind, that our hearts might be turned to your kingdom. Bless each one, we pray, until we meet again. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.